Interoperability and 3D MBE publishing experts unite to fuel the next industrial revolution. To implement effective model-based enterprise MBE processes, it's not enough for a company to begin using model-based definition MBD and then send information-rich CAD models through the pipeline from engineering to manufacturing to the supply chain. It is critical for a company to ensure that documents generated in the MBD process are accurate and contain all of the right information. Two companies in the MBE space, Interoperability Specialist International Techne Group Incorporated, ITI, and Visual Collaboration and 3D MBE publishing leader Anner Corporation, have partnered to help manufacturers ensure the delivery of accurate, high-fidelity MBE documents and technical data packages. Engineering.com spoke with James Flairledge, Executive Vice President of Global Business Development at ITI, and Stephen Collins, CEO of Anner, to learn about the significance of this partnership. As CAD approaches the digital twin, while every new individual technology sector, say, the Industrial Internet of Things, Digital Thread, or Additive Manufacturing, seems like a breakthrough in its own right, it is becoming increasingly clear that what is really emerging is an entirely new manufacturing paradigm, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. As these disparate fields coalesce into Industry 4.0, a new infrastructure will need to be built, one that considers the need to communicate product designs in 3D, from inception to manufacturing. This infrastructure is beginning to take shape with the help of product lifecycle management, PLM, software and effective MBE processes and solutions. By leveraging these tools, businesses can escape the last century's use of 2D drawings and cumbersome communication processes to become true MBEs. As manufacturing is evolving toward Industry 4.0, companies are beginning to incorporate the CAD models themselves, including required manufacturing information along with them, into their production workflows. Then, when a physical part or assembly is made, it can be matched against the original CAD model to ensure accuracy. As a part of this evolution, companies are moving away from drawings and embedding all of the product manufacturing information inside the 3D model itself, Flairledge said. Those 3D models can obviously come from a number of different proprietary software systems. Often those systems will produce various visualization formats that will include a 3D model or assembly with product manufacturing information embedded directly within the package. Flairledge pointed out that 3D PDF has become ubiquitous throughout the discrete manufacturing sector as a mechanism to effectively share MBD data. This is due in part to the fact that Adobe Acrobat is already used across business as a PDF reader. Additionally, 3D PDF is an ISO standard, one solution for publishing a complete technical data package with advanced MBD support is Anner Core. Anner Core is an automated, template-based content publishing system for open standard formats. This capability enables more effective and efficient communication and collaboration with knowledge workers throughout the extended enterprise and supply chain. Going from CAD to MBD. However, when CAD data is translated into a rich MBD package, conversion issues can occur whereby some of the original data isn't accurately translated. In order to be as powerful as it is, MBD is necessarily complex and information-rich, and ensuring the validity of a conversion is an essential element to delivering useful, high-fidelity 3D MBE documents and content. The ROI numbers for major manufacturing organizations at the forefront of the MBE movement are just staggering, added Stephen Collins, CEO of Anner. But if you cannot consistently publish high-fidelity data within your MBE documents being used across the enterprise and the supply chain, then the whole system breaks down. Basically, it's the old adage of garbage in, garbage out. Anner has made substantial technology investments in its software to make sure that it is publishing precise data, and working closely with ITI provides one more safeguard to ensure that our customers are working with accurate, validated MBD in their technical documents. ITI's CAG software will help by validating MBD data, checking it against the initial CAD file and reporting any discrepancies. This should streamline the production process because errors in the MBD data can be detected before the data moves on to the next step in product development or manufacturing. ITI's CAC is a validation tool that clearly understands the Anner transformation process. Because it's possible to access the geometry and PMI inside a 3D PDF container, we validate the accuracy between a 3D PDF and the native output from the original CAD software. Flairledge elaborated, CAC identifies any changes to the vector symbols, the geometry and topology, thus validating whether or not the model and its associated data in the 3D PDF output are completely accurate. CAC and Anner Core. ITI and Anner serve many of the same customers, helping them to take advantage of their PLM and MBE products. While Anner is mainly involved on the document publishing and collaboration side of the equation with its Anner Core and Anner Web products, ITI's CAD works to ensure that businesses' MBD data matches the original CAD files. According to Flerlage and Collins, the partnership was a natural fit. Each company's respective customers were often users of the other company's products in solving MBD needs. As a result, ITI and Anarch would end up working together on behalf of that customer as they were brought into joint projects. Thus, the partnership was, to a degree, driven by customers. Now that the partnership has been formalized, Anarch and ITI will collaborate even more closely and open up their products to each other. It's a tighter collaboration between the companies and therefore a collaboration between our products, Collins said. Our teams talk to each other regularly. And it's not just sales teams, it's the road teams that are meeting about how our products work together or relate to each other to make sure that they are as effective and seamless as possible for the customer. As market pressures continue to push manufacturers to embrace the next industrial revolution, Industry 4.0, ITI and Anarch believe this partnership will help empower both large and small manufacturers to get there by enabling MBE. Essentially, we've provided access to each other's respective technologies in order to make both toolsets better, Flerlage added. The customers now see us working together. We have software and services at ITI that enable interoperability between a whole host of systems, CAD, CAM, CAE, PLM, PDM. Anarch fits into work streams where ITI products are also used, and it just made sense for us to figure out a way to work together more seamlessly. We work in accounts jointly so that we can now come to customers with a single-minded strategy in terms of solution architecture implementation. The future for ITI and Anarch. While in the near term the companies anticipate this partnership will result in CAC and Anarch Core working together seamlessly with publishing and validating high-fidelity 3D PDFs, both organizations envision their work together naturally extending further. In the works already is collaboration on Anarch Web. This will allow technical data packages to be generated as HTML5 web content, visualized in WebGL and validated by CAC. MWEB is our cloud and web-based visual collaboration system, Collins explained. Basically, it utilizes the same automated data transformation and content publishing capabilities provided by Anarch Core and packages as hosted HTML5 web content. This opens up more ways to deploy MBE and related technical content, including web browser, smartphone and iPad support for use on the shop floor or in the field, while also providing more advanced commenting and collaboration features. Whether it is 3D PDF now or HTML5 in the near future, the result, according to Flerlage, is that MBEs are able to achieve a much more efficient architecture at a reduced cost. Businesses tend to wind up with a plethora of point solutions that solve problems issue by issue. By bringing together two large interoperability providers together, it's possible to offer one ubiquitous solution, effective, fully validated 3D MBE technical documents and content. The goal for us is to get the technology deployed so it's production ready and so that the return on investment promised by MBD and MBE can be realized, Flerlage said. We're not just here to sell software and walk away. We're here to provide a consulting approach, an advisory role to help customers implement a solution that for some is still a next generation technology or capability. I think the partnership is going to benefit our customers by getting them into production faster with a high level of quality and confidence. By working together, ITI and Anarch are laying the initial groundwork for a robust infrastructure on which Industry 4.0 relies. As PLM and MBE tools are implemented effectively and cooperating with each other, the world of manufacturing are one step closer to being fully digitalized, and the fourth industrial revolution can really begin to take off. ITI has sponsored this post. They have no editorial input to this post. All opinions are mine. Michael Molich Ho.